Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. She praises an image. She prays to be guarded by the sculptor.
That was beautiful. And here we are. We're back, Madeline and Mommy Radio Show. And we've got coffee time with Ellen and Nikki coming up, as well as we've got a special surprise. Miss Michaela Minnick from the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile will be calling in today, talking about what they've got going on right now, and much more. So don't go anywhere, because we're here for the next 30 minutes. And we want to remind you, too, that we are still accepting online audition submissions to Mad Fashion Show this year. All you need to do is send us a video of your best runway walk. It can be shot with your cell phone, even at home during this pandemic. You guys can shoot it on the sidewalk or in your hallway at home. Put on some heels and show us what you got. Send it to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com for more details. We're looking forward to helping support several nonprofit organizations near and dear to our heart, starting with St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital, Healthier Choices for a Hungry Child, and Changing Worlds, all giving back to the community. So it looks like we're just waiting on our first call to call in. We got a few more minutes. We're going to go ahead and play another song, and then we'll be back.
I can do it, but I can't without you.
Havana. Gets me in that party mode. Speaking of party, it looks like it's coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. So we're going to switch right over and say hello. Hello.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yes, that's all anyone can do right now, right?
Exactly. That's about it. We are, I think, week 6 now.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we found all kinds of cool things to do. I don't know if you can hear that noise in the background, but we're making more ice cream today.
Ooh, what flavor?
Vanilla.
Okay.
We're going to try vanilla.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good flavor. I like mint chocolate chip personally, but...
I know, we do too. That's it. Well, Madeline wants to make some peach. She wants to make some peach ice cream. But I suggested let's do vanilla and then we'll get the stuff to make the peach. So, because we're working on a celebration coming up.
Oh, yes, you guys are. Well, she has a birthday
coming
up.
She does.
Oh, wait a minute. My birthday's first. Are you planning something for me?
Your birthday's coming up? No, I'm not planning anything for you. But I'll tell you happy birthday. When is your birthday exactly?
May 18th. I'm just teasing. I love the month of May.
Yeah, May 18th. I knew your birthday was coming. The month of May. I love the month of May, too. Your birthday's first. Madeline's birthday's coming up, too. There's a lot of spring birthdays out there. And it's a really difficult time right now. And we're just all trying to figure out how we can celebrate and we're actually coming up with some very creative ways to do that. I think AJ's birthday was a big success.
Yeah, it was. I think AJ's birthday, we had a great time, but she got lucky because it was right before they locked us down. Like, I think we made it within,
she got to do a lot of stuff.
Like,
yeah,
a matter of
a big birthday for her. Yeah.
So she got lucky.
Yeah, these girls do get lucky. So, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of springtime birthdays. I've seen a lot of birthdays popping up. And, you know, it's you just think about it like, gosh, what do? Nothing's open. There's no place to go. You can do a small celebration at home with whoever's there, but you can't really even have more than 10 people.
Well, I think it's not about how many people you have. I think it's how you spend it, Ellen. I know when we did AJ's birthday, it was so small, but she had such a great birthday. I mean, we did homemade ice cream. She had a homemade cake.
Yeah.
And there were so many memories that day that were made.
We should be professional homemade ice cream makers by the time Madeline's birthday.
Yeah, because we made homemade ice cream at my house, too, and now you guys get to. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I think there's all kinds of things you can do.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So what have you been doing to keep yourself busy? I know you've been doing some yard work, right?
Yes, I did some yard work. I got and put together some new pillows for my bed, which that's so exciting. But for me, it is because I don't get that, you know. I normally don't have the time. So that's very nice. We've been doing a lot of cooking. I think I've eaten better during the quarantine than I do normally. I mean, we've done, like, really nice dinners, like pot. We actually took the time and cooked pot roast, so we had that one night for dinner. And
that's
so there's lots of
meals. That's crap. Yep.
Yeah, not fast meals.
Yep.
That's been nice. Movies, game time. I've had a lot of game time with my family. A lot of card playing. We've done a lot of card playing.
Oh, a lot of cards. I know. Madeline hung up the other night because y'all were playing cards. Well, it wasn't you. I think AJ and I don't know who all else. But because they
were
talking to me.
Yeah, I told Maddie when she was on the phone that when we get together next, we'll teach her our new card game. It's called 3 to 13, and that's a very popular game here in our house right now.
Fun. Well, we've been staying so busy around here that we haven't had time to play games.
Oh, I know. You've had a lot going on.
We really have. Man, it's been a time of change. We've done a lot of home improvements here, and one of our flocks flew the coop. Our nephew moved out that we raised, and Madeline took over his bedroom. So we've been busy putting that together, and just a lot of changes with everybody's work schedule and Madeline being home with her school. I know you got your kids at home with school. It's not bad, but I'm glad that we only have like 4 weeks of school left.
I would have to agree with that. I give all kudos to our teachers because it is really hard to keep them focused when they're used to being, you know, they associate school at school, and then when they're home, they associate home with home. So when you have to move, incorporate school in the home, it sometimes it confuses them. Some kids do great with it,
yeah.
And then some kids are just like, yeah, I want to go back to the classroom.
Yeah.
I think for me, we kind of had off and on, so.
Definitely it's up to each individual child as to what they are comfortable with. I know my son did all right with virtual school, but my nephew, he even admittedly said that he would prefer a classroom type of a situation, you know. So everyone's different on what their preference is and what works best for them. We're still learning, I mean, because this is what we did before with Christian with Florida Virtual School, and this is just distance learning, which is a little bit different than Florida Virtual. As long as they can get their grades and pass their grades, promoted on to the next grade level, that's all that matters, but it's something else.
I know for my son, he enjoys it because he says that there's no anxiety. And what he means by that, I guess, is the pressures of, because he's in high school. So he doesn't have to worry about trying to impress other people. He can really just sit down and focus on his work, do it, and be done with it. Like, he'll spend one day, do all the assignments, and he's done. And then he just turns them in when they're supposed to. So... Ariana, she's in there all the time, and she's always got
them. Yeah. Madeline has a hard time pacing herself. She either goes too fast or too slow. It's hilarious.
I think Ariana's
poor
kid.
Well, they
have
2 weeks, and next thing you know, she's behind. And she, I just like, I'm like, Mad, just do a little bit each day.
That's what I tell Ariana to do. Do 2 to 3 pages a day, and then you'll be fine. You'll do like an hour and a half, 2 hours of schoolwork, and then you're done. And then by Friday, it's all finished, and then you don't feel like you did anything.
Oh, God. Yeah, because otherwise, then she's ahead of herself, and she doesn't do anything all week. Then she gets stuck in that rut, you know. And then she gets behind. It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
She's caught up now, but she's got work to do. I mean, each week they've got, 2 assignments in each class that they have to do for one. And then I think there's a quiz in each class also, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I know Ariana for gym, she has to do videos and submit the video.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, here we go.
They had to learn all these different ways to submit their homework. And also, there's like really, like they have to reach out to their teacher because they're just giving them the homework. So there's no like teaching going on.
Yeah, and I know it's hard for our teachers too. And I've gotten that from a few of my kids' teachers. I know my son's teacher, she looks forward to Friday because that's where all the kids meet up. And she's working heavily right now with juniors and seniors because they're in transition time right now. And the seniors are in transition of leaving high school and going into the real world. And then you have the juniors.
I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Wow. They're missing out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I think, like you said, it kind of depends on the kid. Each kid is different.
Well, it depends on the school, too, because some of them are postponing it and they'll still have ceremonies and stuff like that and parties and whatnot.
Yeah, and then some are just not doing anything. So.
Yeah. But I've seen quite a bit of people saying that they're going to, I mean, they obviously had time to get their kids' pictures taken with their cap and gown and everything on.
Yes.
Excuse me. So I see that being posted. You know.
Yeah, some of them have already
done all
that
stuff and supposed to be done like last year anyways?
Yes, I know because my son will be a senior after May. So once we complete in May, my son will be a senior. So I know that in July, they have the kids go in and do their yearbook photos, their veils and their tuxes photos.
Right, during the summer.
During the summer. Yeah, so they can start getting that stuff ready for
before their senior year. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's done. And boy.
Ugh, don't remind me. I still got to do class ring, and I guess you've got to do cap and gown. So I'll be a male. I'll be a mom of a senior again this year. Round two.
Again.
Again.
Round two.
I know,
round two.
My oldest.
Yeah. You'll be a pro at this once AJ's a senior.
Oh, yeah. I'll be a pro.
Yeah, right. I think the youngest one's the hardest.
Kirsten was pretty hard. I know when I graduated, my oldest, my husband and I took that one really hard. We took that one really hard. Noah is going to be more, I think I'll be celebrating that one more because he's worked so hard to get to this point. And, you know, by this time next year. So for us, I think that'll be, okay, we got him through high school. Because we questioned a lot of times because he's special needs. So just to get him to this point is like, oh, okay. You know, I'm not sure how I'll feel with it when REI is a senior.
I know, right? Oh, my. I told Madeline she's not allowed to grow up. She says stay just like this forever and ever. Just kidding. But
And ever.
Yeah. Yes, and ever.
Yeah. I don't like my kids growing up.
I know. Horrible reality.
It is.
Well, I'm glad to hear everybody's doing well. And you live outside of Orlando, right, by Legoland?
Yeah, I am 20 minutes from Legoland.
We love Legoland.
Yeah, Legoland's fun. That's a fun place to go. I'm kind of sad that we can't do anything with us not being here because there's, you know, that's a great place to go. My kids are a little too old for it now.
They're speculating no theme parks till next year.
I've heard that too, but then I've also heard, because I do get inside scoop, because I do have friends that work inside the theme parks. And, of course, I work over at City Walk in Hard Rock part-time. So I've been hearing June. They told us the end of May. So I will
go to City Walk in June. Oh, my gosh. So scary.
Yeah, it'll be Yeah, it is, kind of.
Because
so,
that's
see,
a huge,
and I'm a
that's,
so.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. I'm still not sure.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything, so.
They opened up
we're
the beaches out here today, too. That's scary.
Yeah, but I think you and I were talking about this morning.
Yeah, there's no parking.
Aren't they? They're not letting you park or sunbathe, right?
They're not
letting
you
get out and
exercise. You can go out and exercise and walk around and walk your dog or whatever, or walk yourself. But you cannot, like, lay out and get a tan and have lunch and, you know, play volleyball. Well, you probably play volleyball. But you know what I mean. Like, there's no chilling out on the beach. Like, you have to be exercising. And you can't park. There's no parking. So you got to park the car somewhere else, unless you live out there, you know. So I went by the Gandy today and still have the Gandy closed off. So that's what Madeline wants to do, a luau. But I don't know. We'll see. That's not till June. We're just going to pray about that and hope the best. But you know what? I got somebody exciting on the other line, Miss Nikki. So thank you so much for calling in today and taking time out of your busy schedule to do coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Can you...
I love time.
I know. Can you give the listeners some quick info on how to book a photo session with you?
Yes. You can go ahead and find us at our website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com, or you can go simply to Facebook and do at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. And those are some easy ways that you can reach out to us. Send us a message. We'd love to hear from everybody. And look at our Facebook page, too, because we're working on some stuff here on the background. So keep us in the loop. All
perfect.
Right.
Thanks so much. Take care, honey.
You're welcome. Take care, guys. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Miss Nikki.
Bye.
Awesome. All right. So that was Nicole Turner from Lasting Impressions. Uh-oh, and I just lost our other caller. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to tell her to call us back. Oh, what happened? We lost her. I accidentally pressed the wrong button. Hang on a minute. Oh, gosh. It's Michaela from the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile, and I lost her. There she is. Let me get her on back on the line here. Let's say hello to her. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Miss Michaela. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. We're very excited to have you on the show. Welcome to the Madeline Mommy Show.
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So can you tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do?
Yeah. So I am Mac and Cheese Michaela is my official hot dogger name. And I drive the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile all around the country. And it is my full-time job. I've been doing it for almost a year now. And it is absolutely as amazing as it sounds. It's the best job ever. And so it's obviously been a little crazy during this time, but we are still spreading lots of smiles. So it's been fun.
Yeah, and we're going to get to all that. Tell me a little bit about the mobile itself. I hear there's a virtual, you can actually go online on YouTube and walk through it.
Yep. So you can go online. There's lots of people that have posted pictures of the inside. We also have an app, the Wienermobile app, and you can take a virtual tour of the inside of the Wienermobile. So if you've never seen the Wienermobile, it's 27 feet long. We like to measure it in hot dogs, so it's 60 hot dogs long. So it's a pretty big vehicle. It has six captain's chairs inside. They're ketchup and mustard upholstery. And we have blue sky ceilings. We have a bun roof. So lots of cool things. We have a TV inside. So it's pretty decked out. It's pretty fun to drive around. As you can imagine, we get tons and tons of honks and looks and waves and people following us down the highway. So it is definitely an awesome vehicle. It's a sight to see.
I'll bet. So what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Yeah, so hot doggers are recent college graduates. So I graduated from the University of Missouri in 2019, so basically last May. And so I kind of was looking around for a job that would suit my personality. So I'm very outgoing. I love meeting new people. I didn't want to be at a desk all day, so kind of was looking at what can I do. And I saw this opportunity pop up, and a friend was like, hey, you would be really awesome at that. And I kind of was shy towards it just because it's a pretty competitive position. And so didn't know if I would cut the mustard, as we say, but I decided to apply and ended up getting it. And so it's a 1-year job. So my time's almost up. I'm done in June. But, yeah, that's why I decided to do it. It's been absolutely awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you guys have – I mean, I'm a child of the 60s. So I'm a huge fan of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I got a little – like a necklace whistle back then.
Yep. And
you said you guys still have those?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
The Wiener whistle started in 1952. They actually started coming with packages of Oscar Mayer hot dogs. And they don't do that anymore, but now the only place to get one is from the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. So we hand those out at all of our events. Obviously, it's been looking different this past month. We can't get things out, but it's been really, really fun.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, because you've got something going on right now with the pandemic and everything. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So the Wienermobile has been off the road for about the past month, just kind of with everything going on. And starting last week, we have been back on the road, which has been so, so cool. So we've decided that Americans need a smile now more than ever. And so why not bring the Wienermobile? And the Wienermobile actually started during a hard time. In 1936, the Wienermobile went on the road during the Great Depression, and it was just a time where people needed smiles, and that's why it was invented. So we figure now it's kind of like that. People need to smile during a hard time. And so we are doing what we call Miles of Smiles. So we are driving around, surprising people, letting people see it, take pictures from afar, and kind of just make people happy during this time. And we're also doing front yard cookouts. So kind of an opportunity to take a grilling tradition that's usually in the backyard and take it to the front yard. And it's been a lot of fun to see your neighbors and get other people in on it. Do it with your neighbors from afar has been fun. And so Oscar Mayer is pushing on May 2nd, which is this Saturday, that everyone do their own front yard cookout. And they are using the hashtag front yard cookout to donate a meal for every time that hashtag is used to Feeding America, on top of their already donated 1 million meals from Oscar Mayer. So it's been really, really cool to be with a company that's making a difference during this time.
So now you've been doing cookouts, so like you've been making appearances for this. You don't necessarily have to do your cookout on Saturday, right?
Yeah, no, you can do it whenever. They're pushing it, obviously, all throughout the month of May. May 2nd is just kind of their launch date. So if you want to do it on May 2nd and kind of join the rest of the country that's doing it on that day, you can. But if not, no worries. You can do it anytime you want, whatever day, whatever time, whatever meal you want. And it doesn't have to be, obviously, Oscar Mayer products. Use what you have and just have a good time. It's all about being able to socialize and have a good time. So it's been a lot of fun. They, like you said, they've already been happening. My family did one, and it's fun to see all the neighbors walk by while we're doing our own cookout. Makes it not feel like you're stuck inside. So.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to, she's not in the room right now, but we're looking forward to having you guys come up here on Friday.
Yeah. We're looking for it. So the Wienermobile, like we said, it tries to make appearances at lots of different places. So we've done maybe some birthday parades or school teacher parades, or if you're doing your own front yard cookout and we hear about it, we like to stop by and say hi and thank you for that. So if you see the Wienermobile around Tampa anywhere, obviously, or anywhere, we're all over the country right now. So give us a wave, give us a shout out on social media. Like I said, use the hashtag front yard cookout. So we can see that you guys are doing it too.
Awesome. So is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Yeah, I mean, I just want everyone to know, obviously, that this has been a hard time for everyone. And so we're just doing what we can to help you guys, like we said, bring miles of smiles, kind of brighten your all's day, whether that's seeing the Wienermobile or if you don't see one, even just having your own front yard cookout and being a part of the movement. So we're excited to be doing all this with you guys, and we hope that you have fun doing it too.
So nice. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing you guys later this week.
Yes, we're very excited. You guys drive careful out there and be safe.
Thank you so much. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. The Ask My Arena Mobile. Oh, man. Very exciting stuff. So that pretty much concludes the show for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and for your continued support. Make sure you give us a thumbs up or a like on our YouTube channel, The Madeline and Mommy Show. We really need your support, especially at this time. We'll be coming out with a new episode later this week. Thank you so much again. God bless you all. Good night. Good night, Apple. Madeline? Oh, Madeline. Where did she go? She's making ice cream. Oh, that's right. Homemade ice cream. We'll be back next Monday, same time. See ya.
Well, you always let me through. Tell me I was nothing without you. I can breathe again. You